So it is Friday. We always end off Friday with a look towards the weekend of sport with Tolokelle Mganga, EWN sports journalist. Tolokelle, the Nedbank Cup final, that's happening, and we've got a new Bafana Bafana coach too.
Yep, Mandy. Quite a surprise in terms of the Nedbank Cup final, because it's Jaguma Jama Zivanzila up against Chipa United. TTM, of course, we know they bought the status of Bidvest Wits at the beginning of the season. Then when their owner couldn't afford them, he then sold the status again. And then you look at Chipa United, who have a long history of firing coaches throughout the season. So it's two unlikely teams who are both searching for their first cups within South African football. So that'll be an interesting matchup. Dylan Kerr's TTM go into that game having beaten Kaizer Chiefs over the weekend. So you might give them the slight advantage heading into that. But for Bafana Bafana fans, of course, on Wednesday was the day when we finally got a name after the likes of Benny McCarthy, Carlos Queiroz were linked with the job. It was the unsuspecting Hugo Bruce who actually got that position. The 69-year-old Belgian, a lot of people discussing his age and the fact that SAFA have given him a 5-year contract. But I think after all of the criticism about that chopping and changing of coaches within the national team, from Molefi Ntsegi to the coaches that have come before him, they kind of need a little bit of stability in order to qualify for World Cups and AFCONs.
And Tolokelle, we've got another weekend of F1. We just had a weekend of F1. We've got another one.
Man, you know how it is with COVID times. There's so much sports, you don't know what to pick. This time around, heading into the Spanish Grand Prix, there are two talking points. Lewis Hamilton, if he clinches pole position, it'll be his 100th pole position. And as for his Mercedes teammate, Valtteri Bottas, he was forced to deny this week that because of his inconsistent form, the team could be looking to cut his services. But Mercedes and him insist that as a pair, they're looking forward to the future together.
Oh, I think that's going to be a fun clash this weekend. Tolokelle, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing how Valtteri Bottas is going to deal with all of that criticism. So that's Tolokelle with your weekend of sport that you can look forward to.